Hi, welcome to the lunchroom. I'm Caitlin.
I'm Isabel.
I'm Judy.
And this is episode 30 of our podcast. All right, so today we're going to be talking about the Grammys and the nominations for the Grammys and how we think the Grammys is a joke, right? Right,
okay. Ladies? Well, right off the bat.
Yeah, we got to be honest with our listeners. Cut the shit, you know?
I don't even watch the Grammys.
I like to look at the nominations.
Yeah, I like to look at who's nominated and who ends up winning.
Yeah, especially, like, the most popular nominations. What are they, like, best pop vocal album, best new artist?
Album of the year.
Yeah, album of the year is a big one.
Should we go through a few of them and see which artists we think should win a Grammy?
Oh, okay.
Who do we got for best pop vocal album?
We have Justin Bieber, Doja Cat.
I don't listen to Doja Cat.
You don't or do?
I don't.
I only listen to select songs.
That whole album was really good. I don't know.
I know Judy really likes Doja, right?
Yeah.
She's day one fan.
Wow.
We also have Billie Eilish, Ariana Grande, and Olivia Rodrigo. Also Judy's favorite artist.
Yeah, Olivia Rodrigo.
The Spotify rap came out today. She's like one of my top five artists. Yeah. Really? I don't know, that was a really good album. Like, Sour was a really good album.
It was a really good album. Driver's License was on there. What is that other
Deja
song?
Deja Vu.
Oh, yeah, good but no, you. Isabel, you put me on a really good song from
good
her.
For You?
No. It was, like, a sad song.
Traitor.
Ah, yes. Traitor. Yeah, that song
Traitor was good.
Fire.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Doja or Olivia should win.
I think Olivia's going to win, but I think she's going to get hate for it.
Yeah, because there were so many lawsuits against her about how it sounds really similar to some songs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Good For You and Misery Business.
Uh-huh. Did she pay?
I think so.
Yeah.
She paid, like, a large cut of her earnings to them.
But isn't it just sampling music, though?
It is.
But I think it's, like, a really gray line.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's really blurred. And I think initially when I also heard Good For You, I thought of
the Paramore song.
Yeah, Paramore's Misery Business. Because I'm like, the tunes are really similar, but if you continue listening to it, it's different.
Who do you guys think?
Honestly, I just think, like, Olivia.
Olivia?
Her album is amazing. I'm not even, like, it's very mainstream, but it's amazing.
Y'all are, like, already, like, taking out Ariana Grande.
It was a good, like, Positions was a good song, and I think I liked a couple songs on the album, but, like, as a whole, I didn't think it was, like,
it didn't stand out.
Yeah.
Oh, not Justin Bieber too?
Yo, Justin Bieber's album was, I feel like every good. Yeah, I think that every song that he puts out, it's really good.
Mm-hmm. In my opinion, he's one of the artists that always, like, releases bangers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like all the albums are good, but, like, if you could only choose one. I mean, I can't choose one, but I feel like it should be Doja or Olivia.
Actually, who do you think is going to win?
Who I think is going to win?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Probably Olivia.
Yeah,
she's
I think
nominated
she has...
for 7 Grammys.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, so we all think Olivia?
Yeah, I think she's, like, one. I'm, like, between three. Like, Justin, Ariana, and Olivia.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I think Doja, Mr. Bieber, and then Olivia.
Yeah.
Okay. So I guess Olivia's our top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Should we bet money on it? I'm kidding. We don't condone gambling right here.
Oh, you want to bet a drink on it?
Let's bet a drink. What do you... Oh, we should get a Starbucks drink or a bubble tea.
Okay.
Yeah, so you guys
for each category.
I'll get bubble tea.
Okay.
All right. Okay. But we all think Olivia for... Is that, like, our top four?
We'll
then we won't bet on that one, then.
Wait, I want to say Doja Cat, though. So
Okay.
Just to change it up.
Fine. Then I'll say...
I was gonna say Justin Bieber.
Yeah, you're gonna say Justin.
I do want to say Justin.
Okay.
Okay.
So the next category is what?
Best new artist.
Okay, and we have, I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing wrong, Aruge, Aftab, Jimmy Allen, Baby Keem, Phineas, Glass Animals, Japanese Breakfast, The Kid LAROI, Arlo Parks, Olivia Rodrigo, and Saweetie.
Is Phineas Billy's brother?
Yes.
I actually don't know a lot of these, but I know Glass Animals, The Kid LAROI, Olivia.
I think I know Baby Keem.
Glass Animals has a really good song out called Heat Waves. I listened to the TikTok remix version, and the beat is so fire. Hella good. Y'all give it a listen.
Sweetie's a new artist? I thought she's been out for a while.
For this category, it's entering into, like, the public's, I don't know, the description is...
They had, like, a big breakthrough. Like,
yes, breakthrough into public consciousness.
Yeah, like, I also thought the same thing.
She, like, she's done that before, like...
That's what I thought, too, but...
Yeah, because I saw her, like, a couple years ago. Same. Like, Icy, but... I think that's what she was really
Icy was
for.
Good.
I thought it was really good.
But maybe it's because, you know, the voting people on the committee suddenly discover Sweetie this year.
I think TikTok helped definitely, like, help them break through.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like, for the Kid LAROI.
Yeah.
Yeah,
He has a song, Stay. I think,
ooh,
like...
so good.
Before that, it was Without You.
Mm-hmm.
One of his earlier songs also went kind of, like, TikTok viral.
But I think Stay is, like, a lot more viral just because, like, there's this guy on TikTok who does this dance. Do you know the dance that he dances to the Kid LAROI? I don't know what it is, but it's just, like, this guy in sunglasses and jeans and a t-shirt.
Yes, I know. Wait, I know what you're talking about.
That guy. Yes. Yeah, I don't know his TikTok, but he's just, like, he just dances to the song and he does collabs with celebrities and it gets, like, OD views. But I don't understand why. What's so interesting about it?
For this category, I think the Kid LAROI will win.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
Why are y'all always copying me?
Okay, but it's between Kid LAROI and Olivia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because, like, Deja Vu really had, like, no, not Deja Vu, Driver's License.
Mm.
Like, for, like, 3 or 4 months straight, it was, like...
I still listen to it.
Your number one song.
I still listen to it. Shit is so good.
It's so good.
The bridge of the song. Red lights. Okay, we're not singing it. Alright, so we all think Olivia? Or best new artist?
We think Kid. No, I think Kid LAROI.
I'm gonna say Olivia.
Okay, so Kate and I are...
Kid LAROI is gonna win. Even though, like, Olivia is, like, super popular. I don't know why for some reason.
You think Kid LAROI is gonna win?
Yeah.
Okay, what's our next category?
Best song written for visual media. So this is, like, movies or shows. Yeah, visual media.
Mm-hmm. So songs specifically written for those?
Mm-hmm.
We got Agatha All Along from WandaVision.
Yeah, Marvel fan right here.
All Eyes on Me from Inside. By Bo Burnham. All I Know So Far from Pink. Fight for You from Judas and the Black Messiah. Here I Am from Respect. Speak Now from One Night in Miami.
Wait, what is that song? Here I Am Once Again Feeling Lost. And now and then, I breathe it in to let... Oh, that's from Victorious! I'm like, why does that sound so familiar? That's a good-ass show, Victorious.
I don't know any of these.
Oh, wait, you don't watch WandaVision?
I don't watch WandaVision. I don't have Disney Plus.
Agatha All Along, I think, is going to win. Because WandaVision, I think it also got nominated for an Oscar? No, not an Oscar, but it was some kind of...
Emmy?
Yeah, maybe an Emmy. Like, the show was really, really... It was praised a lot. It was a good show.
Ooh.
I was fucking crying.
I know it popped off. It's really popular.
Yeah, it did pop off. I think it's, like, the way the show was written, too. Was, like,
mm-hmm. Incredible. The dialogue is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, okay.
I was just gonna say, I listened to all of them this morning. And I honestly think, like, Fight For You might win.
How Wait, y'all, go? I didn't even know we were doing this today, so I couldn't even listen to it this morning.
Lori, I
had, like, a different topic in mind.
Judy was dedicated. She went, yeah. You know, she listened to all of these.
Yeah.
How does Fight For You go? Sing it for us.
Go.
I listened to it twice. There's no way I can sing it for you. Let me send you the YouTube link.
You can improv it. I don't like the beat.
Really? This is not my type of music.
Yeah, it's very pump. It's too monotone. Okay, let me pause it.
So I'll go for Agatha All Along.
Same here. I can't, you know, I can't, I gotta stick with my Marvel people.
Done. Fight For You.
Now, next we have Best Music
Video.
And the nominations are Shot in the Dark. Oh. you want to do that?
All right, go.
Shot in the Dark. Freedom. I Got a Kick Out of You. Peaches. Happier Than Ever. Montero.
Yeah.
And Good For You.
Montero. I don't Peaches. Know. I know.
Oh, wait, actually, nah. I don't know. I didn't watch the music videos.
Hang on. Montero, because I don't know if any of our listeners are Two-Set violin. Was it Two-Set? No, it's never mind. It's just Two-Set. Two-Set fans, but Two-Set is a YouTube channel, and they're violinists, and they did, like, an analysis of the music video Montero, and it's just, like, it talks about how the music video is similar to how Paganini traded his soul to the devil in order to be really good at piano. So then it's kind of like they analyze it and compare it, that instance, to Montero. It's very interesting the way they talk about it. So I was like, what the fuck? Wow. But the what the fuck is just like, wow, that's so interesting, the concept. But I think the music video is, like, one of a kind.
But, like, you know how Two-Set analyzed the music video? Do you think the people on the voting committee are gonna analyze it that deeply?
No, but it's such an interesting music video. Like, nobody, like, that, I don't see music videos like that anymore.
Yeah.
It's just so interesting. That's why I feel like it's not going to win, but I really want it to win. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I would say Good For You. Like, I want Good For You to win. Because I like the throwbacks to, what was that movie? Jennifer's Body?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That movie's, like, really popular now.
Yeah, it was such a good movie.
Because I didn't watch anything except for Good For You, I have to go for Good For You.
What was the Peaches music video?
There were the three of them standing around singing to the camera.
I don't think Peaches had anything that elaborate.
Yeah, it was just the three of them, like, alternating.
Yeah, honestly, I just thought of Peaches because it was such a, like, overplayed song. Not overplayed, but it was, like, played a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So who do we think will win?
Montero.
Good For You.
Oh, wait, no, who do I think? Who do I want?
Yeah, who do you want to win? Who do you think will win?
What is this, I Get a Kick Out of You? I didn't watch that.
Y'all, if you hear banging in the background, there's construction happening, so I apologize.
Oh, the music video is them recording the song.
Oh. Yes. And that fucking got nominated?
For
best music video? You cannot be serious right now.
Like, I don't know why Peaches was nominated. Like, not gonna lie. Like, if anything was nominated, I would say, like, Stay. With, like, Kid Laroi and Justin Bieber should have been nominated. Because that was a music video. This was just Vivian, Daniel, Caesar, and Justin Bieber, like dancing with, like, neon lights and a car scene.
Wait, I Get a Kick Out of You is just them in the studio, right?
Yeah.
And that also got nominated. Oh, that's so interesting.
No, but I think some people like being able to see behind the scenes. That adds that other creative aspect to it.
Like, you get to see them making the music.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I remember that I get.
Yeah.
don't know. I feel like Peaches might win just because.
Who do you think should have gotten nominated in this category then?
This is for songs released in 2020, right? No.
Oh, it's 2020?
Songs released in 2021. Songs released in 2021.
When was Dynamite released? Dynamite? By who?
BTS.
Oh, I don't know. Well, oh, I'm surprised they're not here.
They qualified for the beginning of 2021, so it was released in 2020. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, so then songs released in 2021.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know BTS has, like, some insane music videos.
Yeah.
And even for Justin, I think Stay was a good... like musically,
yeah. Yeah, even on part of it, he was just on the building, you know.
But like the way they filmed it and everything,
yeah,
was really cool.
And I think the beginning part was pretty cool too.
Mm-hmm.
But for this one, I have to go for Good For You.
I'm gonna put my name next to Peaches because I feel like he might win.
You know, put me down for Montero because
you gotta support.
Yeah, I gotta support. I gotta support Lil Nas.
It's like we're putting down fucking bets, bro. Like,
put me down. Are.
Put down $5.
Put me down for $5 on that.
Okay.
Album of the year is next. We got Montero, Sour, Happier Than Ever. Yo, Billie Eilish actually got nominated for a lot of stuff also.
Yeah. I think she always pops off, though.
Yeah.
She does have a really nice voice.
She does. Her lyrics are really good, too, sometimes.
Justice, Love for Sale, We Are, Donda, Evermore. Have you listened to Taylor Swift's album, Evermore?
No.
Yes.
Did you like it, Judy?
I liked Folklore better. The only song I really liked on Evermore was the No Body, No Crime song. Do you know what song I'm talking about?
I don't know, because I think you were the one who told me to listen to the Evermore album, and then I think I listened to a couple songs, but then they all sounded the same to me. That's why I just stopped listening to it.
I think I also liked Champagne Problems, and what else I like? I don't know, but I only liked a couple songs on that album. I think I like Folklore better. But I'm glad it was nominated.
She might win. Album of the year. She might win.
Because it did so well. It was like released like a month or... I think it was like a month or two after Folklore. Mm-hmm. And it still did like really good.
Yeah.
But I also think Sour might win.
I'm gonna go for Sour.
Yeah, that album is... Wow.
Either Sour or Justice. I'm gonna go for Justice. Sour. Alright. So, what are you guys going to put down?
I'm going to say Planet Her, just because I like that album a lot.
Who said bye?
Who said bye?
Who is that by, Planet Her? Is that Doja?
Doja Cat.
All right. Damn, we got a Doja Cat fan here. Okay. I'm going to go for Taylor Swift.
Okay.
I've been a Swiftie fan for the longest time, but I just stopped listening to her music.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, so I don't think I can call myself a fan anymore, but like her.
She said, I'm her biggest fan, but I don't listen to her music.
I used to be a really big fan, but you know, her new music video, it came out All Too Well. I know that's going to for sure get a Best Music Video nomination for 2023.
If it doesn't, I'm gonna be writing letters to the Grammys.
And next, have Best Pop Duo Group Performance. I Get a Kick Out of You, Lonely, Butter, Higher Power, Kiss Me More.
Okay.
BTS! BTS! Are we all BTS fans or no?
I don't consider myself like a fan because I don't like follow them that much anymore. Like, I don't hate them either. I just don't listen to them as much. Mm. I like them,
their music
but...
though.
Lonely was so good, but I think BTS takes this one.
You know, BTS was nominated for the same category last year, but they didn't win.
For Dynamite.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
They lost win, to Ariana Grande and Lady Gaga for Rain On Me.
Oh, shit.
Rain On Me.
They are, like, a powerful duo.
They are.
Their voices are so strong.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doja Cat and SZA, like, pretty
that
strong.
That one's a good contender. Like, that was a good song.
Ooh, so who do we pick?
I have something to say.
Yes. Like, okay.
Like, I'm going to choose Kiss Me More just because I like that song, like, better than Butter. But, like, I'm kind of salty that BTS only got two nominations. One for Best Pop Duo Performance, and it's not, like, even for an album or anything. It's for, like, Best Pop Duo.
Yeah, it's for and, performance.
Performance. Like, group
it's not
performance.
Really, like, it's not really, like, music. Yeah, it's not, yeah, it's more of, like, admiring their dancing. But I think that their music is what they want to be recognized for, because I mm-hmm. think that they're always being praised for sharing good, positive messages through their music, and they're not being recognized
through
that at the Grammys.
I think that's, like, the goal of, like, all artists, you know? But mm-hmm. I guess more so for them, too, because they do have, like, this other, like, obstacle. Like, they're, like, a Korean boy group who's, like, really popular in, like, America. The fuck? Y'all just really let me wrong.
Where you live, Isabel? You live in America?
United States of America.
America. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, but do you think that, yeah, like you mentioned, like, because they're faced with, I feel like there's, like, a language barrier, right? So do you think that they only got nominated for a Grammy is because, like, Butter is in English?
No, I don't think
so. Is Butter in English? It is.
It
right?
is.
It is. Yeah. I think is. So. Because Dynamite was in English. And that was, like, I think it was written to break into, like, the U.S. charts specifically. Mm-hmm. And I think the same thing with Butter, which is why it was, like, nominated for a Grammy. Because, like, mm-hmm. you can submit, like, artists can submit their own music. So it doesn't have to be in, like, English to be submitted for a Grammy. But the committee decides on, like, who's nominated. So I'm pretty sure, like, the only reason why Dynamite was even nominated last year was because it was in English. Yeah. Like, the last time a foreign language song, like, a whole song, like, an Italian song in, like, the 1980s or something. Like, that was the last one that won. And it was a song that was completely in Italian. So...
Okay.
I don't know. Like,
BTS makes great music. Like, I don't, they should have been, you know, Map of the Soul 7? That's my favorite album from them. Like, every single song on there is so good. I don't understand how they didn't get nominated for a Grammys. And I think that's because, like,
it wasn't
the American, right? What is it? It's like they're so focused on
themselves, like, yeah, what they're comfortable with.
And yeah, and English speaking songs. They're not open to anything that isn't in English.
Mm. Yeah, and technically they're supposed to be voting on, like, the music itself, like the lyrics, like the composition, mm-hmm. and like the song. So language, like, really shouldn't matter, but it does, because they're
I guess, like, language probably does play a role if they're also voting on, like, lyrics, right? Mm-hmm. And if, like, what we're saying is that the committee, you know, because they're Americans, they stick to, like, what they're comfortable with. Like, I'm not saying this is a fact, right? Just based on what we've been saying. Maybe that's why they've only been nominated for, like, their English songs and not their Korean ones.
But there are translations for their songs.
Yeah, there are translations.
Yeah. But what, like, can we say? Americans are ignorant.
Oh, shit. They are.
Honestly, like, if you guys didn't tell me that there was a committee voting on this, I honestly thought it was fans and, like, the general population who were nominating these artists.
Yeah, but if it was
and
the fans
voting for them to win.
But if it was the fans, then I think BTS would have won for a lot of these categories.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And even like Beyonce and I don't remember the other person who won the Grammy, but, like, she's only won a few Grammys. But I feel like she deserves more. Like, if it was a fans voting, like, she would definitely have more Grammys, like, than she has today.
Bro, she has a cult following.
They do people dirty.
But BTS isn't performing at next year's Grammys, right?
I don't think so.
You know, the viewers, a lot of the viewers are ARMY.
So yeah, like, for last year's Grammy.
Yeah, I remember for one of the, I think it was the New Year's show or something, like, BTS was performing with Halsey. Right after they were done performing, everybody left, and, like, the viewers just dropped.
Oh, my gosh.
So I think they also, like, I feel like the committee was forced to accept this nomination and put BTS in the nomination because, like, they want to get more views. So it's, like, for money. It's not even, like, out of recognition that they're, that they want to give to BTS. It's, I don't know. I think that that's just, like, me, though.
Because I think, like, I thought that, too, because they were invited to perform, but not even to perform, like, their own song. They had, like, that collab stage with Lil Nas.
Oh, yeah. What was it?
Old Town Road.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I just thought that was, like, for the views, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You flew the seven of them out as a group, and they have so many songs to perform. Like, they could have just...
Yeah, you make them perform another song.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, it was a good collaboration, but, like, I feel like it was solely for
views,
yeah.
But I'm not saying, like, yeah, but I'm not saying, like, Butter wasn't a good performance. It's just that I think that BTS should be nominated for
other things,
yeah, like, too. Album of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it was just based on, like, the committee and their power to select the artists, right?
Mm-hmm.
I do think they're amazing artists, like BTS. They grew so much, and mm-hmm. they have such a large international fan base.
They do.
Like, honestly, I think they're one of the groups that kind of, like, broke through that wall.
Yeah, so I don't think they need the Grammys to...
The Grammys need them.
Yeah, the Grammys need them. Honestly, BTS is levels above the Grammys.
Yeah, these shows, I think, are, like, rigged. Like, a lot of people have been saying it.
Mm-hmm. What are the other shows? Like, the Teen Oscar? Choice Awards?
Oh, yeah.
No, Oscars. Oscars is for movies. Oh, so you think that's rigged, too?
Probably.
Oh. Tell me how Leonardo DiCaprio did not win for any of
Okay, but hang on. A lot of... Like... No, Matthew McConaughey, I know he beat Leo out on one of the... I think it's for The Wolf of Wall Street, where he was like, all right. No, wait, no, that wasn't all right. Shit, I don't remember, but I think it was for a role on Wolf on Wall Street that Matthew McConaughey beat Leonardo.
Was really good. I think that was
Matthew McConaughey is a really good actor.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, all of those roles, and he only won, like, one Oscar for being trapped in a bear. Like,
oh yeah, it's keep the meme going. You know where it's like Leo doesn't win an Oscar. Yeah, they probably did it for views too. Honestly,
yeah.
It kind of sucks though.
Anyway. I think that's why nobody even watches those shows anymore, though.
I think there's still people who watch it, but...
I mean, it's still, like, a good... Like, it's a good reward to have, like, having mm-hmm. an Oscar or having a Grammy.
Yeah.
Hopefully they win this year. BTS.
Oh, so who do you guys think? I think BTS.
BTS.
Judy,
please.
Kiss Me More.
I think Kiss Me More.
You're a Doja Cat fan, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, please, BTS, please.
Anyway, but if you were to nominate, like, albums, what would you nominate? Like, album? It doesn't have to be from this year. Like, album of the year for any...
Map of the Soul 7.
For any Grammy.
BTS, album. Map of the Soul 7. That shit was so good.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it?
I don't know. I'm, like, trying to think.
Any album.
That's hard. I feel like I never listened to any, like, albums fully. That's the thing.
Except for Sour.
That's because, like, basically her whole album was, like, the few songs that I listened to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have artists that I really like Khalid.
Oh, then, like, what artists do you think should be nominated for, like, an artist?
I don't know. This is, like, just my personal preference. Like, I just really like Khalid and Post.
Oh, yeah! Khalid is... Yeah. Oh, wow. Yes. Which album was that? The Saturday?
Oh, I said it's one of his beginning albums. Yeah, so those are just the two. just go.
We should come up with our own Grammy show.
Ta-da.
Yeah, because the Grammys suck. But yeah, these are we just wanted to give our 2 cents into the Grammys.
Yeah. Did you have any additional comments? Like, I see on the talk.
No.
Grammys is
you want to say that?
We have Grammy is racist for indominants.
Yeah, we have this doc, and it's like. Yeah.
Maybe we should do a part two of this. It's like.
But yeah, stick tuned. Stay around for our next complaints episode about the Grammys, maybe. All right, bye.
Bye.
Bye.